it's Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we're picking up the pieces of a nonsensical Dave Dombrowski today, going full Kyle and letting everyone off the hook. Our Twitter
Kyle
question,
Dombrowski.
Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. So our question earlier today was, do you expect the Phillies to make meaningful changes this offseason? Yes, or they'll run it back. Hugh, has your opinion changed after hearing Dave Dombrowski?
No, they're not going to run it back. Mm. Can't. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. In a press conference like that,
yep,
you have to operate from a position of power. So I say that to say that if you go into the press conference and say, we're gutting the whole regime and we're gutting everybody,
right,
then you're letting other teams know that there might be a fire sale, so they're gonna be looking for a discount because
sure,
they already know that you're trying to move some people. So I think you did the right thing. I think you handled it the way that you were supposed to handle it. You can't say a whole lot. You got to say something, but you can't say a whole lot. You can't show your hand.
Yeah, and I understand that about the players, right? Like, he's going to keep a poker face with Schwarber and with JT and with Bader. And these guys are free agents. Of course, depending on the market, he's going to want to bring some of these guys back, or if not all of them. What got me, though, is where's the self-accountability? Like, I didn't do enough. We didn't win a World Series. I consider this a failure. I'm going to do everything I can to get us over the hump. He didn't say that once. He spent more time talking about the text messages he gets from his friends about how much they like watching the Phillies.
That really bothered you.
Because it's not germane to the topic. Like,
Major League buddies.
That is the definition of Major League buddies. Oh, my friends think the team is good. Oh, really? Do they? That's wonderful, Dave.
Your friends think you're cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that you're getting paid a lot of money so your friends text you the baseball team is really good. That a joke is what that was. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP. Chris!
Happy Groundhog Day, man.
Yeah, that's it is. It hit on October 16th this year.
Mm-hmm. Before I get into Dave, I got an axe to grind. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Can you, for 1 minute, just stop being the no fun neighbor to the poor kids that live near you?
It was bad what you started the show with today, that you're not going to have candy on Halloween for the kids.
Yeah.
Famous quote that Michael Jordan had?
No. No, let me tell you something. With all due respect, take your cheap ass down to the grocery store and go get a bucket of candy to put out for the poor kids. All right?
Come on,
be a good
Come
human,
on.
All right? Stop
Come
being
on.
Selfish.
I'm not being selfish.
It's a little selfish. A bucket
a
of candy.
Lot.
You write the take one, and then if the first kid takes them all, you're done for the night. It's not your responsibility. It's
$10.
It's the brat
you,
kid. Yeah, it's not you. Come on.
Anyway, let's talk about one nonsense to another. We got Duck Blaine Dombrowski, on the air today talking about no accountability. And the biggest thing that infuriated me, Joe, is him going on and on about, oh my God, they have 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, and that's impossible to touch. You are paying Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper a boatload of money, and they can't hit a major league fastball? Are you serious? My head wanted to explode. I mean, it's unbelievable. We can't hit a fastball. Just insanity. And then I get to listen to Topper. Topper comes out and throws flowers at Alvarado. And then he talks about the young kids coming up. But who? Who is he talking about? Because you guys, everybody thinks Aiden Miller, naturally Crawford. But what about Painter? What about the guy that is the next coming of Cy Young, and Dave Dombrowski couldn't trade him for anyone? He was off the table. No, what's going on with Painter? Is Painter going to be there? Because you know what? We know they're going to bring back Bader, and rightfully so, but Nick's going to be gone. Marsh is going to be gone. There's a lot of room out there. So you know what, Dave? The only way you could win me back at this point is go bring us a haul. go bring in Kyle Tucker and go trade and bring in Stephen Kwan. And you know what? Throw Painter in the deal. Go get those two studs in the outfield, and then we can talk and have some faith. But other than that, I have no faith at all.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate it. I mean, my faith is that they're going to run it back. I mean, like, I have nothing to tell me they're not. There was three honest moments in the Dave Dabrowski press conference. One, when he threw Matt Strom totally under the bus. I don't even know if Strom's going to get up. I mean, that was he threw him under the bus, and then he backed that thing up over him, saying he didn't participate in the pitcher fielding practice. He was honest about Bryce Harper, which I thought was interesting. I mean, Hugh, he said nothing that was, I thought, wrong. He said nothing that was really negative about it. He just
kept
was
it
real.
He kept it a bean.
And he's like, look, we'll see if he turns out to be elite again. But the reality is he wasn't elite this year. He's totally right about that. And then the third thing was honesty was the Castellanos thing. Yeah, we'll see if he's back. I mean, Castellanos is not here next year.
It was a lot of cast that chirped this year.
Yep.
That probably rubbed people the wrong way. I am convinced, and I know that there's been a lot of conversation about this the last couple of days, but I think, you know, the not backing of Topper when he was asked what was going on, Bryce Harper, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That probably rubbed some folks the wrong way. The fact that, you know, Castellanos said something, he chirped off a couple times this year. I feel like for them, it's more, they're trying to change the culture in a sense. You know, because it feels like and this is me recklessly speculating like I like to do on the outside looking in, that they feel like the culture is a little off in that locker room. And they're trying to fix that. And I think it starts with Bader. I would not be surprised if Bader is one of the first. Well, he's going to be here, correct?
Well, no. So he has
an opt-out.
And
he'll be one of the first moves they make. I would not be surprised if that was the case.
He's going to opt out because he should, yeah. Right, to get more money. And then the question is, right, do they re-sign him quickly?
Yeah, I think he's the first move.
I'm good with that. Now, I thought it was a couple of fair questions there about him. Like, because the feeling we all had when they traded for him is true. Like, he has been more of just a guy in his career, that he played great here. So,
but he's been a better guy than what we had.
Totally. And the question is, do you think he's going to keep being the guy he was in August and September, or is he going to go back to being pretty good? And then how much do you pay him for all that? I mean, I want him back. I think he's an asset, and I think he's certainly better than anything we've had in center field for a long time around here. Let's go to Ryan in Bucks County. What's up, Ryan?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Ryan. What's up,
Ryan?
What I'm most disappointed about is we didn't hear really anything about their runners in scoring position, the plate discipline, selectivity at the plate. And this is like, because the thing is, like the one of the last callers just said, is the thing is, they did try to make this team different this year to see a lot more pitches. And the thing is, but they still are so bad with runners in scoring position, because the way this roster's constructed is, it's all about the home run and trying too hard. And we constantly keep hearing the guys is, we got to do this, we got to do that, and stop trying so hard. But the thing is, we got to get this roster to be about contact and stop always trying to hit home runs, because it's just so frustrating. Going into the playoffs, the last 4 years, all we see is, there are struggles with runners in scoring position and not doing what JT Realmuto does, is hit line to line, choking up on the bat, looking to go with the pitch. Because look, small ball does not have to only be bunting. It's hitting line to line, choking up, looking to go with the pitch. And the thing is, this team is just so bad at who they are with runners in scoring position, and it has to do with the roster construction. So if we look to have more guys that are hitters first, that hit a lot of doubles and have about 20 home runs to 25 home runs as a player, I think we can win it. But it's such a problem, and we want to constantly hear, we got to change, we got to do this. But it's the same players.
Yeah, and Ryan, I think for those players that you're talking about with the chase rate and all that, and Ryan, good phone call. They could do it for a while, but if you look at the full season, the scope of things, they didn't really change that much. I mean, it's hard. It's hard, and especially as guys get older, they're going to swing and miss more. They're going to chase more because they're guessing. It's hard for players to fully change. So you have to get different players if that's the way you want to play. That's it. And in the playoffs, you need to do both, right? You can't just have small ball. That's not enough, because teams hit home runs. Like game one, the Dodgers won on a home run. you need both. I mean, the Phillies hit a bunch of home runs, but they sometimes when that doesn't happen, they don't find other ways to score. They need both. That's the reality. And they have major decisions to make this offseason with Schwarber and Bader and Ranger and JT Realmuto. I think most of these guys are coming back. I think they're going to run this thing back. There was a sense of, we're fine. Yeah, let's just keep knocking at this thing, and the tree will fall over eventually. Just keep chopping the tree.
I don't believe that to be the case.
I hope you're right.
I don't think you can. I think
I didn't get any urgency from that GM.
Well, he's not supposed to. Because like it's almost like being in a meeting. When you're in a meeting, you're not supposed to let anyone know what you're thinking. And I do that every day with success.
I was going to say, where are you getting this idea from?
I'm just saying.
You do the opposite
saying,
in
every
our meeting
I've been in with you guys.
Every meeting that I'm in with you guys, I don't show my hand ever. Mm-hmm. I'm always playing
locked in.
Poker face.
Yep,
locked right. in yep. every day.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, you are
then
locked
in. Then I come
in.
Out here like, wham! Yeah. Just drop all this knowledge on you.
I do. Sometimes I do wish people could see the behind the scenes of our meetings. I mean, they are the way you think they are. But, like, just imagine, like, we're talking, planning something out, and, like, he was like, did you see this? Kangaroos God, no. were driving cars yesterday.
No.
What?
No, you remember, like, this is how I know I broke it, Kyle. Because in the beginning, it used to be an issue. But now it's expected.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just like, yeah.
I've learned to just like plow right through it. I'm like,
what are you talking about? Hey, my bad. It was like, you know, it just happens.
Yeah. Now I'm back to the.
That's why I got my notepad. You see my notepad. You see these writings. You see the writing.
Yeah, that didn't change anything, though.
It did. I'm like, listen, when you're dropping knowledge into me, not write that stuff down, man.
Yeah, stop. 215-592-9495. Back to the phone lines. Your reaction to the press conference. Plus, we want to react to something Baldy said yesterday. He was asked about Jalen Carter's season so far, and he did not hold back. That is next. Your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show, 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels. Black Daniels.
Wait, what'd you call it?
I got confused. First up, we got crap peck. Crack. Let me tell you about Jack Daniel's Blackberry Whiskey. It's my new tailgate drink. It's the real deal, people. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak and honey. It's the touchdown drink at your tailgates this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and spirit store and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey. Make it your own so you can make your own Blackberry Lemonade. And remember to tailgate responsibly.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
This should have been playing underneath Dombrowski during his press conference. Don't worry, guys. We're good. No big deal. Lost to a good team. What are you supposed to do? We'll go get him next year. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows Julio. You guys with us. All right, we're going to get back to everyone's phone calls on the Phils. A lot of reacts to those press conferences, especially Dave Dombrowski. But here, we need to play this audio and react to it together because yesterday on the afternoon show, Brian Baldinger, Baldy was on, and Ike Reese asked him about Jalen Carter's season. So here's the latest on Jalen Carter. If you missed it yesterday, he did practice. He said he's going to play this weekend, which is obviously great. Last week, he missed with a heel issue. Week one, we know he missed because he was thrown out of the game. And in between, it hasn't been great. He has not picked up where he left off last year.
No, he was a game record.
He was amazing.
Year.
He was a guy that we all said, well, he's going to be the highest paid.
Oh, he's about to get paid.
All right, well.
He's still about to get paid.
We'll see how much. And he's better start picking it up here. But this was, well, just listen. Here's Ike Baldy, afternoon show yesterday, what he sees when he watches Jalen Carter this season.
Well, don't sugarcoat it here, Ike. Don't sugarcoat it. I mean, he's been awful. I mean, I haven't seen anything.
Straight from the hip. Before. Shoot it. Shoot it from the hip, Dan. Shoot it.
I mean, I'm just telling you, like, he hasn't made one play. He hasn't shown any violence out there. He doesn't look like he's in great shape. He's a guy that had played last year. In a couple of games, he played every snap.
Every snap, yep. Yeah.
Every
yep.
snap. Like, you know, you don't see defensive tackles. I mean, you see Max Crosby doing the edge. You don't see tackles do that.
Yeah.
And he played every snap in some games last year. Whether he had to or not, he did.
Yep.
You don't see the conditioning. You don't see the violence. You don't see him splitting double teams. Like, he hadn't done anything, in my mind, to, you know, I mean, he was an ascending player. We thought he would be a dominant player. He doesn't look anything like that right now.
Hugh, your reaction to Baldy, I mean, just he let everyone hear what he has to say?
I think Baldy was wrong about one thing.
What's that?
He did show some violence out there when he spit on Dak. Uh-huh. That was pretty violent.
His biggest moment of the season.
It's his only moment of the season, if we're being real.
Outside of that, you know what's funny? Outside of that, Baldy's right, because we've been so focused on this offense and what they've been doing or what they haven't been doing,
yep,
that they've been flying. And the defense has played pretty decent.
They've gotten enough out of Quinion and Jordan Vaughn Davis. And Davis, Davis. The block, right, all that.
Yeah, that it's been flying under the radar. But the moments that I remember about Jalen Carter, his wrist was hurt one time and he's out there playing. His shoulder injury, now a heel last week. Yeah, and that's about it. Boy, Baldy came in on fire, didn't he? Something like that Nas Ether song. He flamed him.
I like Ike was like, all right, let's go. Let it rip.
I mean, but that's why I always say and we talk about there's a lot going on with this football team. Mm-hmm. It's just not the offense. It's a bunch of different things. But when you talk about the team and what they were last year, and you see the quarterback play and how it's been real stagnant, that's kind of what we're stuck on. Because going to this season, I hate to say it again, but I kind of told you so.
Here we go.
That the offense was probably going to have to lead the way, and they haven't been the leaders that they need to be, because his defense was probably going to take a step back.
Yeah. Well, we tried to tell you the offense wasn't great enough to do that, and you didn't want to hear it.
And to your point, I strongly feel, and I still do, that the quarterback is going to evolve. He just hasn't broken out of his cocoon yet.
6 years.
Yeah. Okay. Now, no, listen. Since we're here, and we like to keep it fully transparent.
Always.
The problem is, like, because we were talking this morning, because ESP was here, by the way, his show. Is it tonight? He on the air tonight?
Just Wednesdays.
Just on Wednesdays. But
he's on the air every day around here anyway, but he's got his show at night.
We were talking, and I talked about, like, the knock on Jalen right now is this. He isn't throwing the ball well. And my retort to that was, if you look at the last two games, they threw the ball decent. And he's still getting ridiculed. The bottom line is this. We were talking about Drake May. If Jalen was a younger player and he had that stat line, that would be a pretty impressive stat line.
He'd get more grace. And you highlight the good and the future and the upside.
The problem is, and I think, and I'm helping out all the people that don't like Jalen when I say this. The problem is this. There hasn't been enough growth in a season where we've seen Justin Herbert grow. Hell, Aaron Rodgers at the beginning looked like he started to have a bounce back. You know, and then you add Jackson Dart into that, and what it looks like he could potentially be.
Well, and then people like guys that were cast off like Daniel Jones.
All of that.
Sam
like
Darnold.
All of that. And Baker, you're looking at the reigning Super Bowl MVP is struggling to get the offense going. And another argument that doesn't hunt in this situation is the new offensive coordinator thing. That doesn't hunt. So that's why Jalen's getting the heat that he's getting.
Yeah, I actually think, to go back to where we started this, Jalen Carter should thank Jalen Hurts, because we really haven't spent much. You're right. It's flown under the radar. This is Jalen Carter's money season, right?
Like, yeah, money down.
He is eligible to be paid after the season. I said this after week one when he got kicked out of the game. If I were Howie and I were Jeff, I'd be terrified of paying this guy. Terrified.
They say money makes you more who you are.
Terrified. So right now, he's been in the league 3 years. His first year, he was obviously good and a rookie of the year candidate, but like, he wasn't Warren Sapp. He was good. Last year, he looked like Warren Sapp. And this year so far, his highlight is being thrown out of a game for spitting on someone. He's had three different injuries, and he hasn't made a big play yet. I'd be terrified. If you ask me today, right now, this moment, would you pay Jalen Carter? My answer is no. I'd play it out for another year. Now, by the end
you
of the season.
You can, what's it called? The tender, right? You can tender.
You could put a fifth-year option on him.
Yeah, option.
They don't have to pay him. But typically, when the Eagles have a young player they drafted and believe in, they pay him as soon as they can. They do it all the time. So, like, I think their plan was to pay him. I don't know, man. Right now, if the season ended today and Drew Rosenhaus says, all right, $180 million guaranteed, I'd say, let's talk next year. I can't do it right now.
Maybe he needs a wake-up call.
Maybe he does.
And that's not, table in the talks this offseason, fifth-year options that will give you another chance.
Yep.
Right? We're not going to give up on you, but, like, you haven't earned that big money payday yet. Like, you have to go and earn that. And, I mean, the reality of him is, like, he's undisciplined, he's out of shape, and it feels like he's unmotivated. This should be a contract year. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, last year he played like it was a contract year. They're not able to pay him after his second year. This is a big weekend for him. Carson Wentz, although he's played better in Minnesota and he's kind of been serviceable, I watched some of that game a couple weeks ago when they played the Browns and wherever they were, Ireland or whatever. His pocket presence is still horrendous. Like, Carson Wentz will fall into sacks if Jalen Carter gets pressure up the middle on Sunday. He can wreck this game.
Yeah.
He's got to play well. He's got to step up and play well. This is a big weekend for him. He said he's going to play on Sunday. All right, Jake in Collingswood is up on WIP. Hey, Jake.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Jake.
Thanks for taking my call. Just a one-second rant over here. I'd just like to say I was tuned in trying to watch the press conference on the cable station, the Comcast Sports Network.
Sure.
Sorry, we can't connect you at this time. Every other station's working, but that one.
Well, good thing you have WIP. We were here.
Exactly.
We got you. Yeah, that's right.
That's where I went, man, and thankfully I was able to listen to the whole thing, so thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate you
listening. No problem, buddy,
Jake,
no problem.
What are you thinking about what you heard?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking more of the same, same old, same old. You could have used the press conference from last year or maybe the year before even, but, you know, I know Dombrowski is taking quite a bit of the hits, and deservedly so. I mean, it comes with the job. But listening to Popeye over there, I am what I am, and that's all that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm telling you, you know, this team, we were in that series with the Dodgers. We could have taken the Dodgers out, in my mind. But those games, they, you know, it's not like we were completely outclassed or outperformed by them. You know, we had to, the top three guys in the order were the guy I'm most disappointed in, actually, is Harper. Harper did absolutely next to nothing in that series. I mean, and he's supposed to be the guy. You know, it's hard to bust on Kyle Schwarber. I mean, the game that we did win, he pumped out two home runs. I mean, that's showing up in my mind. But, you know, you got to expect more from these guys, and it's just not happening. But the moves during that series, I mean, I'm sitting here with my better half, and we're watching this, and she can't stand Robertson. She hates Robertson. But we're both not big fans because his 10 years with the Phillies have been awful.
Yeah, three separate ones, too. I haven't enjoyed any of them.
Exactly. I mean, and it's like, you know, and to tap in, you know, you tap that guy to bring him into that that first game or whatever it was, you know, it's just aggravated the hell out of us. You know what I mean? And I have a problem with some of the stuff he did with the, like, you know, taking Sanchez out in that first game, taking Lizardo out in the second game over there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys, let them go, man. Let them go. And it's like, you know, it's not, you know, you're not looking at much better options, apparently, considering that, you know, who he tapped to come out of the pen.
Well, and Jake, all year long, they try to protect these guys, right? They don't push them too hard the regular season for October, right? So they're fresh and ready to go. And Jake could phone call in October. And then when push comes to shove, well, we're still not pushing them as much. I mean, that's it didn't work. When Jake was talking about Bryce Harper there, Hugh, it made me think. So in that press conference, I thought the most truthful answer Dave gave was about Bryce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not elite, did not have an elite season.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to get back to elite status. You know, he also compared him to Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman has had a great career. He's not the best player on the Dodgers.
No.
They when they started to realize Freddie was getting a little older, they went out and got a better player in Ohtani to be the best player. You know, that no one asked that follow-up. Like, can Bryce Harper be the best player on a championship team? Or do they need to get more good players?
Because I think they do.
Okay.
Because we had a conversation in this postseason, at the beginning of the postseason. Do we need postseason Bryce? And yeah. I said no. I said no because I don't think it would be fair to expect that out of him just to flip the switch.
Yeah.
Because you get to a certain point in your career where it's a lot harder to flip that switch. And I think that he's at that point.
I think you're right.
You know, because it's you talk about his base running and everything. It looked like he was trying to get that form, but it just wasn't there for him. It just wasn't.
Like, if they're going to come in the next year with a similar team, like, and but they don't think Bryce is that guy anymore, well, are they good enough? I don't know. They kind of talk their way to making me think that they need to get another great player in here. If he's in decline, or he's kind of leveling off in his career, gone from great to good, which is fine. Like, that's, if you had asked me 7 years ago when they signed Bryce, what would he be in 2026? I probably would have said good, not great. Like, it's just, that's the reality of a 33-year-old player. But that means they need more good players.
Yeah. You know what else would help a lot? One of these prospects can be like a Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yes, of course.
I mean, my God, can that happen for us one time, please?
Well, I mean, think about it. When was the last time Hoskins is the closest thing?
That's what I mean.
I mean, Bohm has not been that guy. He's fine. Stott is, I mean, nope. They could talk up Stott all they want. We have eyes. He's fine. Like, they don't have that guy.
Nope.
Again, Rojas came up, which was cute. They brought his name to the table. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Is Crawford going to be Hughes' guy next year?
At least he's got some pedigree.
I agree.
He was a first-round pick. His dad was a great player. I could see you being a Justin Crawford guy.
He'd probably be the, well, it's a low bar, but the best player that Hughes ever backed up.
Wait a minute. Let me look at Bryce's stats right now.
You really going to do that to him?
I just want to see.
He's having a good year.
I just want to see.
All right, Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
All right, listen. I got four names for you.
Okay.
These guys that were at the press conference, nobody asked any of these questions that I got. The one question, Marshawn, Ramuto, okay, Clemens, and Banks. Now, I'm going to start with Marshawn first.
Okay.
Okay, all year, let's say April, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but starting in March, they should have, okay, let Marshawn hit, you know, catch and hit. Okay, every other third day. They put too much pressure on Ramuto, okay, offensively and defensively. Another one, they had Clemens. They should have kept Clemens. He had 18-plus home runs for Cleveland.
Yeah,
or whoever
Minnesota.
Okay,
yeah, they
Minnesota.
Dumped him.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't follow him that much this summer where he went because the Phillies let him go, and that was it. Okay, Banks should have been in the game, or they should have kept Lizardo to pitch that, finish that inning. Can we, you know, I'd rather had lost the game with Lizardo.
I agree. Than Kirkren. I agree.
Rather than bringing Kirkren in, because there was some, I noticed that there was a few times that Kirkren had some issues. Okay. I don't know if it was August or I can't remember.
Yeah, he's terrible with inherited runners. Okay, so that.
When there's runners on base, there's issues, okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, Marshawn should have got more time, and Banks should have been, or Banks should have been put in the game. You understand? They've been protecting Ramuto because he's a free agent, okay? And Topper gave him as many at bats as he could.
Yeah, he played 132 games. It's a lot.
For this series, he should have been batting fifth.
I agree with you. I would have trusted JT over Marsh. Marsh
is the seventh, and with this team, Marsh should be
hitting seventh or eighth.
They thought he was going to hit home runs and gappers.
You
and
thought
that.
The same thing. No way.
I mean, this is ridiculous. You know?
I agree. Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This got to be his last year to manage next year. They got to be crazy if they give him till 27. We need to win the World Series now, 2026.
See, that's what I wanted to hear out of Dabrowski today. What Herb just said.
I don't want to hear nothing, Dave. You wouldn't give me a job about a year and a half, a couple years
personal,
ago.
It is personal.
I'm the best man to be sitting on a bench.
Wait, you want to be the bench coach?
I'm going to be the manager, Joe. That's what I want to be. I'm going to tell you now. Ricky Vitalico is my pitching coach.
Okay. Well, no, we're not firing Cotto. Cotto's the best coach we have.
Ruben Amaro is my third base coach.
Yeah. Does Hugh have a role in your staff?
Who's Desi Reller for the infield coach? How about Doug Glavine? Are we getting him involved? Who else?
I got
Robert Person.
That want a coach. I got the Tampa Bay coach, my friend, The Tampa Bay hitting coach is a friend of mine.
Okay. So this is Major League buddies. Yeah.
Again. Jack Mottola, he's my hitting coach.
Jack Mottola was a decent player in the Major Leagues, yeah.
He didn't make it, though. But he was in the minor leagues. He got a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a cup of coffee.
And I got guys. I got Pete Rose Jr. I can put.
Pete Rose Jr.?
Excuse me. You're hurting.
Yeah.
Name dropping there.
Well, he could be my bench coach. Dude, I know a lot of people,
yep.
Okay?
We know.
People know that I got a job.
People know you.
They're going to back me. I got people. Don't buy tickets just because I'm managing the Phillies. I'm running it.
Here, you think you're going to put butts in seats?
Lazinski tell you I know this game inside out.
Well, I mean, you got to. I am impressed that you have an entire staff prepared. I actually wasn't ready for that. Herb, we appreciate it. Wow. Herb in the Northeast has an entire staff. Chad Mottola was in the majors for 5 years. It was more than a cup of coffee, Herb. I'm selling you guys short. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this, including Herb throwing his hat in the ring, I thought bench coach. He says full manager with his entire staff. Your phone call's coming up, and we'll get to you people. I was wondering what you people were up to as we were airing the press conferences. We might hear from some of that coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Oh, let's hear what you people are up to on a Thursday, especially a day that started with you having food in your beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. I continue to be very impressed with Joe Giglio's collection of flesh-colored hoodies.
It's brown.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of different colors of flesh.
So the other one people say is flesh-colored is salmon. One I kind of see is...
There's the white one, which sometimes I think...
Well, that's just my skin color. Just that, all white.
There's a lot of different skin colors.
Yeah.
You're all inclusive.
All right, so what color hoodie should I start wearing? You guys choose. Green?
I don't think they're ripping them. I just think they find it funny that they're all flesh-colored.
This one, I like this one a lot. You might see this one often.
Nice hoodie.
It's comfortable. Yeah, it's comfortable.
I agree. I like it. Yep. The bald guy is cooking right now.
Well, which one?
I could have been either of us.
I got a little peach fuzz up here.
Yeah. You letting it grow in?
A little bit.
A little cul-de-sac action?
A little cul-de-sac action. Okay. It's getting cold outside.
That's good. What about the middle part, though?
Oh, we ain't worried about that. Because they won't be able to see that unless I, angle it.
Yeah, but you'll feel the cold on it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel it.
Yeah.
Yep. Shut up, Kyle. You look like the third Mario brother.
The mustache. It's a mustache. Yep.
You know it's bad when Herb's plan sounded pretty enticing.
I actually was impressed with the plan he had for his entire staff.
He had it all mapped out.
It wasn't slipshoddy. I mean, yep. he planned that thing out.
Mm-hmm. Move on from the Phillies.
Well, and do what?
So you want more quarterback rankings? You want more Jalen Hurts? All right, just if that's what you want.
Move on.
All right. Well,
nothing to see here.
They did speak today.
They just spoke for an hour and a half today.
They did. It was their end of season press conference.
Move on. Okay. Yep. Move on. Mm-hmm. Can we trade Nick Castellanos for Aaron Judge?
No. You can ask. I mean, that's...
Who says no? Who says no?
The commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like in a fantasy league where someone has to put the kibosh.
Yeah, the commissioner's like,
no, we can't. It's obviously someone's cheating here.
Yep. Investigate Hugh Douglas.
Agreed.
What I do?
Well...
Doesn't matter.
You got the whole Uber thing, Huber.
Okay, I got you.
Yep.
Huber.
Cut this presser off and fire him right now.
Do you think that was about Dombrowski?
I think they wanted Middleton to step in.
Yeah, that would be the coolest thing in sports history. Owner walks in the middle of a press conference. You know what? Get out.
Steps in.
He's fired.
That's enough.
No, I'm tired of hearing this here crap.
I'm done. Mm-hmm. You're out.
That's a lot.
Wow. Hugh really is so cheap. He saves food for later in his beard.
No. Yeah, I deserve that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even see it. It's called the Flavor Saver, but I didn't know it was in there.
Yep.
And Kyle was just... Kyle just let it go. Thank you, Rhea, if she's listening. Kyle,
I was going to let you go the entire show.
Yeah.
Yep.
It happens from time to time.
We need to start a GoFundMe for a baby bib that goes around Hugh's beard.
I do like that.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. Hugh easily fell asleep during that press conference.
I didn't. I didn't fall asleep, but I did walk out.
He left the room a couple times.
I walked out.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, you can hear it through the hallways.
Yeah, yeah. We have, you know, speakers all through the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you left.
Yep. I did leave.
Yeah. Some of us, parentheses, Hugh, don't have enough time left to waste on this press conference.
I like that one.
The upper room.
In the upper room.
Let's see. Long talking, filibusters, excuse making, no accountability, and just flat out lies from some old guy. Is this a Phillies press conference or Hugh Douglas?
I like the way they did that. That was pretty creative.
It actually timed out perfectly on the midday show. Yeah, it's what you hear every day. Yeah, yeah. It just was a little bit different. Yep.
Yeah. That's what we had. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. One last thing because we had to run this back. Who is Black Daniels?
Let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels. Black Daniels.
What'd you call
him? You know what? I got confused. You know what? He's an adult film star.
What?
God, it's gone. It is what it sounds
You've
like.
Made it worse.
No, I know. But I got to thinking
that,
about it.
Is that real? That's not real.
No,
is it?
It's
okay.
Not.
Okay.
But let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels. But it does sound like an adult film star, don't it?
It sounds
starring
to me.
Starring Black Daniels.
Back when I used to play like Madden, and they just to generate the random names for the draft.
Yeah.
Like, there could have been a quarterback at one point named Black Daniels. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, they had all sorts of generic names, like
no, I forgot
Mike
we were
Green.
Talking,
or,
you know, the words, I just screwed the words up. Yeah.
No, Black Daniels should be a part of every read the rest of the time.
Black Daniels.
Almost sounds like a drunk superhero drinking the...
Something.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that was it.
Mm. That was we're done with you people?
That was it.
Okay.
That's enough. What are we going to do now?
Now what?
We're going to go home. What are we going to do now?
We still got time.
It's time to leave. No, here, you know what we're going to do before we leave?
We got time.
We got there is a Thursday night game tonight, Hugh. And actually, there is...
It's the battle for the North.
That's what someone told me.
No, I walked that one back real quick.
You're like,
There is a reason, other than if you're betting on it. First touchdown over at FanDuel, by the way. You get to have the touchdown jackpot. But other than betting on the game tonight, it's Steelers at Bengals. There is a tie-in for us to pay attention tonight. Who was it? Was it Tony Pauline, Kyle, that had the report?
Yep.
Tony Pauline had a report, Hugh, connecting the Eagles. So who are the other teams? The Niners, a few others.
I think it was Cowboys, Colts, maybe one other.
Okay, to Trey Hendrickson.
Trey.
Yes, and now the Bengals are 2-4, I believe, right? They win tonight. They're back, kind of back in the mix in the AFC North. Mm-hmm. Less likely to trade Trey Hendrickson. If they lose, though, and the Steelers win, probably more likely to sell off parts of the trade deadline. We already know how Hugh Douglas feels about Trey Hendrickson.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. No.
What do you mean, no?
He hurt.
I think we fully turned Hugh off of Trey Hendrickson.
No, he got a tidy back.
So you're out on Trey Hendrickson because his back is tight?
Oh, well, I'm just saying, and the money that's going to take the care. Are we talking about a one-year rental?
Just a one-year rental. Do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I got to tell you, tidy back is not conducive to back-to-backs, Joe.
That's true. It's gonna hurt that whole operation. I agree with that. All right, if you want Trey Hendrickson, like some of us, then you're rooting for the Steelers tonight. If you don't want Trey Hendrickson because you're Hugh Douglas, so you don't want us to play the drop every 5 seconds, then you're on the Bengals tonight.
What do you think on
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
I like the Bengals.
It's a Bengals spot. At least plus 5.5, but I could see.
Yeah,
I
that's
could
a
see
plus 200, man. That's right up your alley. Yeah, I mean, it's way more reasonable than the Jets beating the Bills. Yeah,
it is.
I like them shots. I like them long shots.
They're 5.5
plus
point underdogs.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Well, to Hugh, if it's not like a 16-point underdog, there's no reason to bet
them
it.
The ones I hit. Yeah. Them. That's I hit them parlays.
But they don't hit. All right, that's enough for us today. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on a Football Friday as we get ready for a game against Carson Wentz on Sunday.
Wentz,
watch. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Hey, it's Jared Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.